And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pounds. When the man comes around.
Four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world, WWCR. We're glad to have you in here tonight. We got a great program. When winter is past, we're going to take from that cue and we're going to try to lay a gestalt about when winter is past, the rain is over, the flowers appear on earth, and the singing of birds comes, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in the land. These things are very important as we divide the four seasons of the year, religiously, civil, if you will, in our understanding in the Christian concepts, that we have to have what is called a Passover in the years of the green barley. Now, when we see that, that's a seasonal time. You don't plant the barley in the fall. You do that in early spring. Solomon, in his Song of Solomon, in chapter 2, verse 11, he tells us a thing that identifies the time that winter is past. Now, he recognized this by some of the identifying, if you will, metaphors that he's laying out here for us when he says that winter is past. The rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The divided seasons, four of them, times 3 months per season. Now, that's approximately 90 to 91 days, depending on the calendar system. So we could truthfully say to divide up these times into 3 months per season with four seasons, we know when winter is past. The rain is over and gone, and the flowers appear, and we know that that would be spring when the flowers bloom in early spring. The singing of the birds is another indication that the winter is past and the time has come. By the voice of the turtle dove, by the stork that knows its seasons, and these things of nature, Solomon is telling us that winter is over. And the flowers, that we're on a timeline actually invented or persuaded. We're persuaded not by these things of nature, but by man himself. Do we take the wisdom of Solomon over what man has done to the changing of the book of Daniel 7:25, when he says, they shall think, or they shall pre-position themselves to change times and seasons? Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is, without a doubt, a time for the seasons to be changed by Satan, and that would take man out of his time, out of Yahweh's time, and the winter solstice, which was celebrated, if you will, we know when that time comes. If you see snow falling, you wouldn't say it was summer, would you? Well, nature itself could teach you that when you hear the birds singing and the flowers coming at the appointed time, that it's springtime when you see the barley and the green ears. Now, we know that the sun is the largest and brightest object in our skies, and all of life on earth is dependent upon light and heat. That's why that the sun has been so prevalent if you will, in the worship and the seasonal things based on solar calendars. If you have your summer, you have the warmer days when animals produce their young and plants flourish and bear fruit. But during the winter days, the short days and cold days, vegetation dies and animals struggle to find food. You know that that's not springtime. You know that survival is harder and sometimes impossible, and our ancient ancestors knew that winter often brought starvation and death, at least a challenge to survive. So they looked for springtime, and when ancient man would realize that when they depended on the sun for life, they watched each day up to the winter solstice. Now, what we find there is an astrological time event, if you will, when man determines that the sun comes from its long journey and it's returning to bring life back to this planet that is long been held in the clutches, if you will, of this time when everything dies, when there's no fruit, when the winter days are short and cold, and the vegetation dies and animals are struggling to find their food, and man is struggling to keep warm, then you would know that it would be a time looked for, and that the sun would grow stronger and stronger until we have the rebirth, if you will. And the winter solstice takes place around December the 21st. With every year in the northern hemisphere, farther out, we would have the 21st of June on the equalization of the southern hemisphere. And so when it's in the northern hemisphere, it would be on December the 21st, and when it's in the southern, it would be on June, a day where we could mark June the 21st, and we're looking for spring. We're looking forward. We're looking at the telltale to his people. You I have chosen of all people on the earth to be the least of all people. And you know why? Because Yahweh's given us certain times to observe, and we know that the swallows observe. We know that the turtle dove is heard in the land. We know that the flowers come forth sometime around February, when we have what is called the spring equinox or the vernal equinox, springing 60 days after the winter solstice that I'm talking about, that's coming in here on December the 21st around. Now this could, since the earth is erratic in its movement around the earth, sometimes it goes faster and slower. And so these vary just a bit, not much, but it's within the ballpark figure of where we can determine the equalization, that means the day and the night, become equal, and we're talking about splitting of the 24-hour process to almost an equalization time. Now, 12 hours of day, we know that there would be a dividing between the day, 12 hours, and the 12 hours, that's night, there's about 10 actually, with an hour on each side to vary for allowing, if you will, this time that we're trying to get as close to equalization as we can find. Now, the birds realize with some type of built-in mechanism to their migratory habits that that's set in their genes by a higher power, by someone that knowed that he wasn't having the birds to come in from the migratory places of their place that they fled in the late fall to go to a warmer climate until winter is past. Isn't that incredible that Yahweh would give these birds knowledge to know when to return, and that they return in February? Don't you think that it's time to rethink the time of what we call the equinox that does not set the time? There's scriptures that indicate, for instance, I could give you one here, and we'll have these four seasons, if you will, the four seasons divided into about 90 days per season, and the first three-month season would have to start at the time appointed, or in the years of green barley. Today, he said, is the day of the first month for you to observe that there is a time. And Solomon made it clear that the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land, he says, here at the spring equinox, the time appointed, where we have the witnesses in the historians, scripturally speaking. We have Solomon to tell us in the 2 and 12, the flowers appear in the Song of Solomon, the time of the singing of the birds, and a voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. Now, we also have Hesed, the works and the days, when Zeus has finished 60 wintry days after the spring or the winter solstice. Then we have the star Arcturus leaving the holy stream and the ocean of brilliance that begins to rise in February to March. And we've been made to believe, ladies and gentlemen, that the time is in March, April. Now, again, we remind you that they are events, the stars, the heavens declare the work of his hand. Nature itself declares, the wisdom of Solomon declared it. And the day is far spent. We're so easily taken with a calendar that is not exactly our friend that we go by. Unless we do the work of an evangelist or we seek the matter out. We're not trying to please Zeus. And Hesed, it talks about when Zeus had finished 60 wintry days after the solstice, that would be around December the 21st, 60 days later, we're going to have spring. We have that holy stream of brilliance rising at dusk. And ladies and gentlemen, Then we start watching for the swallow to appear to men when spring has sprung, and she comes and she begins her the time of putting forth. Now remember that Hesod, he lived at the time of Daniel around 600 B.C. And he prophesied, Daniel did, of the future change of the seasons that I've talked about, that we established there was going to be four seasons, if you will, here coming before us, four seasons of 3 months per season. Now, if we can just get this system where Satan wants to be the one that gets the notice or the worship at the his appointed time rather than the times appointed within the season that Yahweh had established would be time to begin to prepare to worship him. 3 times a year shall all males appear before me. Now, I've thought about that and how important it is for men to gather themselves together to come together and share knowledge and share the testimonies to refresh one another and to remind one another that this star, Arcturus, it comes at dusk, if you will. In February, it begins to rise, and over in the Nile, where we have the flooding around this time, that event follows closely, and then we have Solomon looking into nature, talking about the swallows and the turtle doves, and the stork knows its time of visitation, but man shall not know. Or is it because we've been taken out of the times and seasons, and they have been changed by the changer who have sought to deceive the very elect? And ladies and gentlemen, it's very easy to take us out if we depend. You say, well now, buddy, you know that the time of the solstice, according to the Roman Catholic calendar, is in March. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you that it's very easy to move these times and events to coincide with Satan's time. It's just a sleight of hand, if you will. It's the liars that figure. You know, liars do figure. And if they're liars, they could very easily do what Daniel prophesied 600 years before Christ that they would do. And that is that they would think to change times and laws. And we have Hesod telling us that 60 days after the winter solstice, we come to the end of the year. Now, our end of the year is in January. You see, it's close to what we're saying here of February, which if it ends, it begins at a certain point or around a certain time, February to March rather than March to April. The swallow's going to appear, and he will. The stork knows his time, and he does. But man if he's given a Gregorian calendar, and he's got someone to do his figuring for him, and he don't have to sit down and work out all of these confusing times, and it is very, very confusing, if you will, sometimes, if you are not using a lunar solar calendar, and if you are you able to sit down and take these four seasons of approximately 90 days and divide them into 12 or 13 months, depending on how to adjust the time? If you don't adjust it, you're going to have the times going over. And finally, if you don't recognize the season, which was what Yahweh said, he didn't say use the equinox to determine the time in a celestial event. He didn't say that. But we've been made to appear that the time of the celestial equinox is March rather than February. Now, it may not mean a whole lot to you, but you've got to bring to bear some of the wisdom of Solomon, the poets of the past, the prophets of the past, and a certain man who wrote about these things was Ovid, who actually lived during the time that the change took place. He talks about the ancient year was altered by Julius Caesar from February, when the swallows appeared, to January the 1st, when it's still winter. He's complaining about it. But nobody is going to question the authority of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. Ovid, he talks about, am I wrong, or has the swallow come, herald of the spring? Does she not fear lest winter should turn her back, as she would have to return again? The swallow knew. It was programmed into that migratory knowledge that was put there by a divine creator who knew its time of coming. The swallow recognized it. Solomon recognized it. Ovid recognized it. Archimedes proved it. The signs in the heavens. We have all these things, and yet we are told, well, you don't look for the spring equinox until March, Pastor Buddy. And that's when we set the dates. Well, like I said, there is nothing concrete in the Bible about using these astrological times, but it's to observe the seasons. And the time of the spring barley and the years of the green barley, that's when they plant, and we know it's 60 days after the winter has ended that the swallows come home, and it's not 90 days. They don't go over their time. And here this poet, Ovid, he writes about it. Am I wrong, or has the swallow come before his time? Should he have to return or turn back and return again? Is he going to fly in and be buried in snow? Well, now, that's not predicting that it won't snow in the springtime, because I've seen it snow when I was plowing corn in April. And snow would be falling. And I've actually seen it lay on up into April. I can't remember how long it laid in April, but it laid on the ground, so it actually snowed in March. But those are freak things of nature. But the swallow, he don't return again. He doesn't come. And you'll see him and the red-breasted robins out there in the spring or pulling the worms from the ground. He knows the time of his coming. He's not made any mistake. He knows that there's going to give a give and take or a tug of war between the two seasons fighting for supremacy. But actually, winter is past by February the 24th when the swallows come. And we look at Ovid as he sings about January and telling Caesar that January is still winter and the new year should begin when the swallow appears when winter is over. Now, what do you think about that? Would nature itself teach you? When all's in flower, then it's time. It renews its youth, or the equinox is at its closest point. It's a proven fact that the equinox becomes closer in February than it does in March. Now, it varies from month to month between February and March. It could be conceived by those who figure or those who allow the figures to express a certain time, and they could mark it on the celestial event of the calendar, and you could be fooled by it. When the sun is sweet and it brings the swallow unseen to build her clay nest under the highest roof beam, then the lands are cultivated, renewed by the plow, that time rightly should have been called the new year, and the time for the new year should begin in the spring after winter is past. And that's what he was making a point. But it's mute today, drowned out by the liars that figured the calendar while you were sleeping, and a generation before you came, they had you deceived into thinking that Christ was born on December the 21st. And I've told you that that works out real good when you back up 9 months into the events of the celestial events that happened, and you can see why that they thought, premeditated, to change times and laws. Notice, the swallow had already come and winter was over by February the 24th. And so the conclusion is that the new year and the first month of the spring season would have to begin in February, not March. Remember, we're trying to understand how the ancients understood, the prophets understood, Daniel prophesied of it, poets wrote about it, and they told us over and over that the stork and the swallows, they know their season and they know the time of their coming. Do we know? Do we have to be told all these things? Or are we to look for another? Just like the people have accepted the fact that the Godhead is divided three times, and yet there's only one God. But we're made to believe such a Trinity exists, and it is a mystery to the point that we can't figure out what's going on in the world that we know nothing about. Ladies and gentlemen, I admit that those who are mystified about the one God representing three offices of authority, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, is not three divisible gods by your understanding. That was in the beginning the Word, who manifested himself on earth into a physical body, brought his name with him from the foundation of the world. He said, Moses wrote of me. Ladies and gentlemen, you can search the Bible through and through, and Moses never wrote of a Jesus going to appear anywhere. You see, Jesus is a Greek-Latin God, which Ovid is singing to about Zeus. Isn't that amazing? If he'd had Jesus back then, he would have been singing to Jesus. Now, the Holman Bible Dictionary talks to us like rain moisture coming from heaven, providing nourishment for plant and animal life. And Palestine was a land dependent upon the yearly rains to ensure an abundant harvest and an ample food supply for the coming year. Thus, the presence or absence of rain became a symbol of Yahweh's continued blessings or displeasure with the land and its inhabitants. Because rain fell in two seasons. You've often heard it described in the Bible by the prophets that expressed in prophetic terms the early rain, which came during October and November, which is a time of the autumnal equinox in October, as opposed to being September, and the latter rain in February and March. Very rarely did the rain of any significance fall outside these two periods, and it's known in the Bible as the latter rain and the early rain. Both of these on celestial events, given that the early rain refers to the spring rain and begins in February and March, by beginning in February, not March and April, but February and March. And it became known that the year begin with the former rain. The latter rain comes on later in the year in October and November. That's the latter rain. So catch the rain. Catch the time of the rain. Catch the swallows that appear on Yahweh's time frame. They don't appear in March. They're already here in February. With the stork knowing its time. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician? Is there no recovery for the health of the daughter of my people? My people have believed the lie to be damned, and they're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And sometimes knowledge is so simple. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we're not saved. Ah, the harvest is past, and we're not saved. Wonder why? Could be that we're not in season. Could be that we're on a different timeline by a calendar devised by liars that lie. And the truth cast to the ground, and they prosper. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the spring rain and the latter rain. Got a Hebrew word if you'd like to look it up. Hebrew 44:56. And 39:53, the early rain and the latter rain. The former rain is righteousness, and it's in its due season and in just proportion if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves. I believe, and I hope you do too, that your normal common sense it tells us when the seasons begin and when they end. You can tell when the temperature is warming up from spring to summer, have the summer solstice. We can all hear the birds chirping in the spring, the flowers blooming, the vegetation coming back to life. You can feel, smell nature at its best in the spring, beginning in February. But my people know not. My people know not. They have provoked me to anger with their carved images and their foreign idols and their false calendars that they use, and the Gregorian calendar, as good as it is. See, we're not trying to tell you that if you go by the Gregorian calendar, you're going to be lost. We're just telling you that it's hard for you to observe the times that man has manufactured falsely and find the truth. Because hidden in all of this reign of deceit is the reign of righteousness. Now, if you didn't catch the former reign, get in on the latter reign. It's never too late to get on board. They that come in at the ninth hour will know the season. Get you a lunar calendar. Brother Steve does our calendar. Brother Bob has got that calendar that Brother Steve has done for the year. He's got it posted on the World Wide Web at oneyahweh.com. You can go there and take a look and see how the Sabbaths correlate with the moon. Today is the beginning of the year for you. Well, we know what time that was. It was in the green ears time of February and March. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've been taken out of the worship times of truth into false time or deceitful times, and the reign of deception has been great. We know that the Julian calendar was overhauled. And we talked about that last time we got together. And we hope and trust that you can see the changes, although slight in some cases, modified in some cases slightly, but the change has been noted, and history itself will teach you. Nature itself will teach you. The poets will teach you. The prophets will teach you that they have sought to change times and seasons, and they have done well by moving the time of the equinox from February up to March, and from September, or from October back to September. And ladies and gentlemen, if they do that, they can take you to where you're actually keeping. Listen, here's the problem here. One thing that really bothers me about the truth of this matter is that you could be keeping your life's festival in the new year. That you could be out of sequence. That's what the devil, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the 14th chapter of Isaiah. He said himself that he wanted to be in charge of Yahweh's times and laws. And with Satan grabbing the reins, latter and former, if you will, and changing these reins, you see, Baal was a god that would deliver. It seemed like he was the god of the sky, and people, including Israelites themselves, would seek his advice, and they would pray to Baal when Yahweh would punish the house of Israel for breaking his laws. They would turn to Baal. And so it is today. They have turned to someone or some group that has turned this former reign and latter reign into deceit, to deceive the very elect. And I hope and trust it's not you. And you will not fall for what the devil has done so powerfully to take us out of the timeline and put us into a timeline that he set upon the mount of the congregation, and he now is engineering the great change, latter and former, if you will, and done all of these things to get the people out of the synchronicity of the spring, where we look for the change and the beginning of the winter solstice going by, 60 days approximately, and then we enter into what we call the spring equinox, and we give it a 90-day duration till we come to the summer solstice, and then we go into the fall equinox, and again into the winter solstice, and we have a continuation with the Earth's axis tilted at an angle of 23.5 degrees. And that means that the different parts of the globe proportionally receive varying amounts of sunlight during the year, creating the seasons of day and night. And Yahweh put a division because he started the day in the evening, and he put an imaginary, if you will, rod going from the North Pole through the center of the Earth out to the South Pole, and over the course of 24 hours, the planet spins once around the central rod or the axis, and when we're facing the sun, the sky is light, and it's daytime, and when we turn away from the sun, it becomes night, and with the Earth taking 365.24 days to move around the sun and end up back in the same position at those times of marking of the spring equinox. It's the basis of a calendar made by a bunch of wise men with an extra one-quarter day added every 4 years to make up a leap year of 366 days. And after 100 years of calendar and the true position to the Earth and the Sun is in error by one-quarter of a day. Therefore, a leap year at the turn of the century of the number is divisible by 400. You see how that they have got us if this rule happens. Well, that ain't the way that Yahweh intended it to happen. He wanted to be in charge. He said the moon up there at an angle and at a certain degree, and he divided the moon to be a globe in the heavens to be determined by you looking up, knowing the Ezekiel rule of chapter 46 Ezekiel, when we're told that the gates would only be open on a new moon, 6 days' work, open on the Sabbath, which was the eighth day rather than the seventh. And then the 15th day rather than the 14th day. And the 22nd day rather than the 24th day. And so on till the 29th day, until we get 6 working days between the 4 groups here of numbers that we can add up, and we go through a month. And every 3 years, we add a 13th month, like I explained in the calendar that Brother Steve has got up. And so then we have the spring equinox, day and night, each 12 hours long, with the sun as its midpoint, dividing the sky, and it rises in the east. The summer solstice is the longest daytime of the year when the sun is at its northern point in the sky. The autumn equinox is day and night, each 12 hours long approximately, and the sun is at the midpoint of the sky and again rises in the east. The winter solstice is the shortest daytime of the year when the sun is at its most southern point in the sky. And the word equinox in astronomy is the moment when the sun is located right over the equator, and the event occurs twice a year around February the 20th and October the 20th, somewhere in that area. And the equinox happens when the sun is at one or two opposite points on the celestial sphere, when the celestial equator and the ecliptic intersects. And these days are 2 days out of each year when the center of the sun spends equal time above and below the horizon at every location on Earth. And the word equinox derives from the Latin word equalis, is equal, and nox is night. And so then, knowing the day is longer than the night, and the day becoming at its equalization, there's a point to mark. And that's what the calendar does, and that's what Yahweh said in the month of the swallow, in the month of the green ears, in the springtime, keep a festival to me after the new moon, and he give us a celestial count for the days of the moon to keep. We know that the 14th was the Passover after the first new moon. And we take it and we set it, and then we keep the festival of the killing of the lamb and celebration of the remembrance of Yahweh's journey to the earth. Do it in remembrance of me. Well, my time is coming gone. I got to get off here. This is Pastor Buddy with the Shepherd's Call, and I'm so glad to have you in here with me tonight. If you'd like to write me, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568 here in Sweetwater, Tennessee, the zip 37874. My telephone number, if you would like to call me, area code 423-351-1082. Let's get in the seasons. Winter is past, ladies and gentlemen, and the spring is coming on. Let's take the time to study these four celestial events: the spring equinox, the summer solstice, the autumn equinox, and the winter solstice, and divide these times and do some counting. Put 12 or 13 WCR this year, WWCR and WWRB, the time that we were there. All of those messages are up there for your listening enjoyment and for your learning to be gifted to search the scriptures wherein you think that you have eternal life. You've got to know a little bit about everything that Yahweh wanted you to know. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and with knowledge and studying. You say it's above and beyond me, Pastor Buddy. I'll never figure this out. Yes, you will. By the Spirit and the love of Yahweh, and by the pursuit. David talked about his soul was so hungry to be filled with the knowledge that it was like a deer that had been chased by the hounds of hell all night long, and crossing a water brook, pausing just long enough to scoop up and to ease the thirst of its drying mouth. These things that we bring to you every Wednesday night, every Thursday night, and every Saturday night on the 5890 WWCR. That's our schedule. I'll see you in here again tomorrow night, live and direct with Pastor Buddy. Go to our sponsor tonight, Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. Brother Mark and Brother Bud is my sponsors down in the great state of Mississippi. We have an anonymous sponsor tonight, sponsoring the whole program tonight and tomorrow night, for which we are very thankful. May Yahweh bless those that take it upon themselves to study, to show themselves approved, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. May Yahweh bless you in your understanding. I'll be back here again, same time, same station, tomorrow night around the world, WWCR on the transmitting Jewel of the South. May Yahweh bless you, and may Yahweh keep you. Again, very quickly, let me give you my mailing address. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568. in Sweetwater, Tennessee. 37874. We have calendars available. You can go online, oneyahweh.com, and go to documents. When the website comes up, go to documents, click on the lunar calendar for the year of 2012. We're already getting ready to gear up for a brand new season. The winter is almost past, and the time of spring is coming on. Be ye also ready, for ye know not in what hour the Son of Man cometh. May Yahweh bless you.